Bible Study Fellowship, Revelation, The Hope. Lesson 10, The Scroll and the Lamb. Focus verse, Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. People often seek solutions for the world's great problems. We long to cure cancer or negotiate peace. We applaud individuals who reduce suffering or help the impoverished. Yet how many ignore humanity's most significant problem and God's amazing solution? The most pressing peril the world faces is the separation from God caused by sin. Sin's predicament has no human solution. John witnessed an amazing expression of the worthiness of God's Son within God's glorious throne room. He saw that only Jesus could open the scroll and unlock the mysteries that complete God's future plan. What qualified Jesus to do this? Jesus purchased people from every tribe, language, people, and nation with his own blood. On behalf of humanity, all creation erupts into resounding praise and worship of humanity's Savior and God's Son. Jesus is uniquely worthy to accomplish God's plan of redemption. Glory and honor belong to him. Division 1. Lamb and the Scroll. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 to 7. Chapter 5 continues to describe the scene within God's heavenly throne room. The amazing scene leaves no doubt that God rules all creation. A sudden shift in focus centers all eyes on Jesus Christ, the once slain, now risen Lamb of God, and an unopened scroll. The Sealed Scroll, chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. Having witnessed the 24 elders and four creatures humbly worship God the Creator, John saw the one on the throne holding a sealed scroll in his right hand. A mighty angel loudly proclaimed the need for someone with credentials and power to open the scroll. The question reverberated in heaven, on earth, and under the earth: Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll? No one, not even a majestic, holy angel, was found worthy to look inside the scroll. Scrolls in Scripture. Other visions in Scripture refer to scrolls containing important information. Ezekiel described a similar scroll containing words of lament and mourning and woe, written on both sides. When the prophet Daniel received a vision about the appointed time of the end, he was told to seal up the vision, for it concerns the distant future. Isaiah used the image of a sealed scroll to describe how the Lord had sealed the prophet's eyes so they could not understand his vision. The scroll represents God's declaration concerning his kingdom, a description of events relating to his plan to save the faithful and judge the wicked. The scroll contained writing on both sides. This was considered unusual and likely indicated content for private, not public, consumption. The seven seals guaranteed the scroll's authenticity. As each seal broke, a little more of the scroll could be unrolled to expose the next section of content. The roaring question of the mighty angel hung in the air: Who is worthy? Seemingly, no one in all the universe was qualified to open the scroll. The angel did not call for someone strong or intelligent enough, but for one who was worthy. Worthiness indicates far more than mere ability. Character, accomplishment, and appropriate standing are required. Our unworthiness before holy God remains a settled fact. No one can satisfy his demands or please him on the basis of their own merit. This sobering truth sets the stage for the intervention of the Worthy One. The Lion of Judah and the Root of David. Chapter 5, verses 4 to 5. John sensed the profound significance of the scroll's contents. Despite the urgent need, no one came forward. John wept and wept. His godly sorrow indicated a longing to see God's plan fulfilled, sin removed, and all creation restored. If the scroll stayed sealed, God's eternal purposes and glorious promises would remain unfulfilled. Nothing that God desires to open will remain closed. The heavenly assembly knew that the qualified one stood ready to intervene. An elder stepped forward to announce the good news to John and offered immeasurable hope. The Lion of the tribe of Judah and the Root of David had triumphed. These two Old Testament titles refer to the Messiah, God's anointed servant, the promised one who delivers his people. Only Revelation links these two titles for the Messiah. Long before Israel became a nation, Jacob foretold the destiny of his 12 sons. He described Judah, neither the eldest nor the favorite son, as a lion's cub. Jacob promised the king's scepter and the obedience of the nations would belong to Judah's descendant. The royal line of King David came from the tribe of Judah. The root of David is also the root of Jesse, David's father. The Lord Jesus is the promised Messiah and the King of Kings. The Lamb Slain, chapter 5, verse 6. John looked to the center of the throne and discovered the answer to his profound sorrow. He beheld a lamb standing before the assembly, bearing the wounds of sacrificial slaughter. The lamb appears many times in Revelation, pointing back to God's redemptive plan. When God redeemed his enslaved people in Egypt, he directed all Israelite families to sacrifice a spotless lamb to atone for their sin and spare the lives of their firstborn male children. Isaiah compared the one who took our iniquity to a lamb led to slaughter. All of this looked forward to the one perfect sacrifice offered by God, his own Son, Jesus Christ. John had heard John the Baptist introduce Jesus as the Lamb of God. He stood near the cross when the Lamb was crucified. At Jesus' resurrection, John entered the empty tomb. Now John saw the Lamb standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the living creatures and elders, revealing the Lamb's equality with God. The Lamb is the victorious Son of God, Jesus Christ. The Lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, representing the seven spirits of God. Throughout Scripture, horns represent power. Since the number seven often points to completeness or perfection, the seven horns represent his absolute power, and the seven eyes reveal his perfect knowledge and unlimited wisdom. John saw the Lamb, slaughtered, yet filled with God's power and knowledge. This truth about Jesus startles and confounds human intellect. The willing sacrifice is the conquering King. Jesus' death and resurrection, offered in sacrificial love, bring ultimate triumph to all who believe. The Plan of God, chapter 5, verse 7. The Lamb took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. In this dramatic act, God the Father authorized the slain yet triumphant Messiah to unroll the scroll and fulfill his plan of redemption. Jesus had already won on the cross the authority to take this action. Now the Father inaugurated the present and future aspects of his plan. As the scroll unfurled, John tied present history with the future triumph of the Lion of Judah over all evil. The sinless Son of God conquered sin, death, and every other enemy. Jesus can offer the only possible security available for this life and eternity. Division 2. The Lamb and the Songs. Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 to 14. The Elders' Worship. Chapter 5, verse 8. When the Lamb took the scroll, intense praise burst forth from the living creatures and the elders. They sang and worshipped with musical instruments mentioned in the Psalms. No doubt, heaven resounds with joyful praise. The four living creatures and elders each also carried a golden bowl full of incense, reflecting the daily offerings of the temple priests. Smoke from incense symbolically carried the prayers of God's people aloft to Him as sweet-smelling praise. The golden bowls in John's vision carry the same symbolism. The prayers of God's people filled the golden bowls. The New Song, chapter 5, verses 9 to 10. A new song, the first of three glorious hymns, erupted from the elders and living creatures and filled heaven when the Lamb took the scroll. This song unveiled God's power and goodness in a new way. This concept is so important that the Bible refers to a new song eight other times. Heaven is a place of authentic worship and unrestrained celebration. Music, the language of the heart, captures profound truth and emotions that words alone cannot express. The wonder of what Jesus did on behalf of undeserving and unworthy sinners will be the theme of heaven's music for all eternity. The elders' song announced Jesus' death and resurrection as God's decisive act in history. The song began by declaring Jesus as worthy of all honor, glory, and power. In fact, the song announced three reasons Jesus is worthy to receive praise and exaltation. He is the Lamb who had been slain. Jesus died on a cross as the perfect, unblemished sacrifice God provided to satisfy His own justice for His people's sin. His death provides a ransom for His people. Sin and the powers of evil are cruel slave masters. With His own blood, Jesus purchased freedom for all who believe. He makes His people into a kingdom and priests who serve God on the earth. The church is the community of people who advance Christ's kingdom now and who will continue to serve in His kingdom when He returns. The song also powerfully asserts the global nature of Jesus' redemption. The gospel reaches people across time, geography, and culture. God promised Abraham that through him all peoples on earth would be blessed. Isaiah spoke of God's servant who would sprinkle many nations. Jesus came first to His people Israel, but He also fulfilled God's promise to bring new life to people from all nations who believe in Him. Jesus offers salvation to all who will believe and provides the only way to God. All who find their hope and salvation in Jesus, the Lion of Judah and Lamb of God, become God's children. Across the globe, praise and melodies rise to God from all languages and cultures. God excludes no one who repents from sin and trusts His Son as Savior and Lord. The Lamb transforms everyone He redeems and unites His people into a kingdom and priests to serve our God. Jesus' redeemed people belong to God. They tell others about Christ and His eternal grace. Christ's kingdom exists in the community God has formed around faith in Christ's work. His kingdom is visible in His people and how they live. As we exalt Christ's great name and cause, lesser pursuits fade in significance. One day, Jesus the Redeemer will return to consummate His visible kingdom and bring peace to the earth. All who belong to Him will have significant work throughout His just and gracious reign. Jesus has broken sin's stranglehold and redeemed His children from empty lives. He gives them His own righteousness and His indwelling Spirit to empower their work for Him. The crescendo of worship. Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 to 14. The Song of Countless Angels, chapter 5, verses 11 to 12. The second song of praise emerged from a massive company of angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. As far as John could see, angels encircled the elders, the living creatures, and the throne. All heaven's company joined to sing with immense joy and reverence. The throne scene of Revelation chapter 4 celebrated God's worthiness as creator of all things. The first song of chapter 5 declared the Lamb worthy because of his great act of redemption. Such worship of the Lamb could not be contained. Now the angels declared, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Human superlatives cannot adequately describe God's multiplied perfections. This song of praise declared 7 distinct qualities of the slain Lamb. He is worthy to receive all power. He is omnipotent. Unimaginable wealth. All things in heaven and earth belong to Him. All wisdom. He knows everything and applies His knowledge with flawless precision. Unlimited strength. He is stronger than any foe and never grows tired. Highest honor and all glory and praise. He is honorable and flawless. His authority merits all allegiance and praise. The praise from all creation, chapter 5, verses 13 to 14. Joyous praise swelled through heaven as a larger and larger circle joined in the songs of praise rising before the Lamb. Resounding worship expanded from the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders to heaven's angels, to every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them. All creation joined the 3rd song of praise offered to God the Father and the Lamb. This climactic celestial scene united the creatures on earth with those in heaven in a glorious expression of truth about God. God's plan of redemption involves His creation. At creation, God declared everything He made very good. Today, all creation suffers because of human sin. Yet, even now, in its brokenness, creation gives evidence of God's glorious mind and awesome power. The psalmist wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of His hands." God is intimately involved with His creation. Creation speaks so clearly of God's presence and power that all people are without excuse before their Maker and Ruler. The throne scene recorded in Revelation chapter 4 and 5 comes to a grand climax as the 4 living creatures, the first to offer their praise to God, close with a celestial Amen. The groundwork of Revelation has been laid. In light of God's glory, we stand prepared to watch the Lamb carry out God's plan of redemption. He is empowered to administer judgment on the world for sin and lack of righteousness. The outcome of God's plan is not uncertain. The Lamb has already conquered. He is in charge as He holds the scroll. We can rest assured that God's purpose and plan will be accomplished. Jesus is uniquely worthy to accomplish God's plan of redemption. The celebration described in heaven offers but a foretaste of the triumph all God's people will experience because of Christ. Mighty celebrations in the past will not compare to this. Nothing will rival God's final triumph in Jesus Christ. A people purchased by Jesus' blood. The doctrine of redemption. No one but Jesus, the Lamb who had been slain, proved worthy to open God's scroll and consummate God's plan of redemption. What made Jesus worthy? He was the one who purchased sinners from every tribe, language, people, and nation to be God's people. With His own blood, Jesus paid the debt we owed to offer us His righteousness as our own. Redemption refers to regaining what was forfeited or lost through payment of a price or clearing of a debt. A redeemed possession is returned to its rightful owner and condition. That is what Jesus Christ does for sinners who put their faith in His atoning sacrifice. People redeemed by Jesus are saved from living a wasted life on earth and spending eternity under God's just judgment for their sin. Jesus paid a debt He did not owe to give us righteousness we have not earned. The entire Bible chronicles God's eternal plan to redeem people corrupted by sin. Jesus' sacrifice to redeem sinners expresses the full measure of God's love, mercy, and compassion for sinners. Believers will join heaven's chorus in eternal praise for Jesus the Redeemer. Most people do not understand their need for redemption. Every human bears a personal debt of sin they cannot pay on their own. Failure to comprehend the eternal consequences of sin before God represents a disastrous error. Without the redemption purchased by Jesus Christ on the cross, this life remains enslaved to sin, and eternity will bring God's deserved and inescapable judgment. The redemption Jesus purchased with His own blood represents the greatest gift that can be known. Believers no longer bear the eternal weight of their own sin. By the Holy Spirit's power, they can overcome sin and live in joyful obedience to God. And in a coming day, Jesus will return to deliver all His children to live with Him, eternally set free from sin's presence. The Lamb of God did this for us. He alone is worthy of our worship, commitment, service, and our very lives. Take to heart, hold fast. John's vision of the heavenly throne room continued. At first, it seemed as though no one proved worthy to open the scroll in the right hand of the one seated on the throne. John's profound sadness erupted into joyous celebration as God's slain but victorious Lamb, the Lion of Judah and the Root of David, proved His worthiness. Because of who He is and the victory already won, He alone is able to open the scroll and carry out God's plan of redemption. The Lord Jesus Christ possesses all authority in heaven and on earth. He is the promised one who leads His people with fierce strength. He came as a man, born in humble poverty, but with the lineage of royalty. Jesus holds the rightful claim to David's throne, which God had promised would be eternal. Heaven erupted into peals of praise as songs of adoration rose before the Lamb. In escalating worship, the 24 elders, heaven's angels, and all creation joyously sang of the worthiness of the Lamb and bowed before Him. More than a place of rest from this world's trials, heaven resounds with celebration of God's triumph in Jesus Christ. God blesses His people with the privilege of centering their lives on the One whose praises will fill eternity. Apply it. Has this passage brought you to your knees in worship? How has your understanding of the unequaled worthiness of Jesus the Lamb expanded? Worship expresses the deepest desire of the human heart. When we realize who Jesus is and what He has done, the only right response is humility, surrender, and worship. We become aware that God has brought us into a new family and called us to serve Him and others, which is, in a sense, our ultimate expression of worship. He alone is worthy. A proper understanding of Jesus stops us from demanding anything and leaves us ready to yield to Him and give Him glory. The highest position you can attain in this life and in eternity is to bow before Jesus. How often does praise for Jesus flow from you? Daily life may all too easily distract us from gazing at Jesus. Ask the Lord to draw your heart and mind back to the most important business of your life, thinking about Him and serving Him faithfully. Ponder who He is and what that means. Meditate on specific truths about God's beautiful character and the splendor of His multiplied perfections. Read His Word to focus your heart and fill your mind with the wonder of Jesus. Regularly consider the Gospel, the sacrifice of Christ, and all it means. Pray the Psalms to learn how to release the praise that wells up in you regardless of your circumstances. Enjoy music that exalts God. Is praise for the Lord familiar and comfortable for you? How can you better prepare yourself to join the glorious chorus of heaven? What service can you render that bears out what your lips and heart declare? What difference does the exalted Christ make in the way you think and live? Are you certain you are one of those for whom Jesus purchased freedom from sin's penalty and control? Christ's sinless perfection, willing sacrifice, and glorious victory settle so many issues in life. The challenges of this life will pass, but the worthiness of Christ and worship due Him endure forever. The glorious portrait of the triumphant Lamb gives an anchored hope and confidence that the tribulations of life are light and momentary compared to the glory that will be revealed. This concludes this week's lesson. Thanks for listening, and we will join you again next week.